Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've talked to you about this before, that Satanists, the Temple of Satan, they want to be able to start clubs in our schools, elementary schools at that. And, you know, people are considering it taking place. And as a matter of fact, CBN's reporting on this. Can you read that for us right there?
Christians across the country are working to stop a satanic temple from opening an after-school club for kindergartners at an elementary school in Oregon. Members of a satanic temple in Portland, Oregon, announced plans to hold a satanic club open house November 16th at the Sacramento Elementary School. Thousands of shocked parents rallied behind concerned Catholics in America, and America needs Fatima to sign a protest petition. And parents are aghast, and so many good people are standing up in a peaceful protest. America needs Fatima rally coordinator Francis, I can't even say his last name, he said in a statement, more than 87,000 people have signed the petition against Satan clubs, urging school authorities not to allow Satan, the father of lies, into the lives of young children. Every single voice counts against the devil. This needs to be stopped. Concerned parents are doing more than just signing a petition. They also plan to demonstrate on the sidewalk outside the school while the open house is going on. And the man continues and says that an after-school satanic kindergarten club will have devastating effects on America. Satan is not welcome in our culture, and Satan should be excluded in our schools.
So they started a petition, keep Satan out of Sacramento schools. And right now, over 91,137 people have signed that. But, you know, I've talked to leaders myself, and superintendents around the nation has received letters from this organization saying, we are interested in starting this club in your school. There comes a point in time when you just got to be like Nancy Reagan and say no. Yeah. You just got to say no. I mean, you're not going to be in that position forever, but you will stand and answer to God forever.
That's right.
And it's like some things you say no to. Because if you open that door up inside that school to our children or children in that particular community, you're opening up a porthole. You're giving authority for second heaven, Ephesians 6:12, Satan to come and operate in that school and in that system. You just got to say no. And one thing you can do, like these parents in Sacramento, is stand together, sign a petition, and let your leaders know that we don't want those things in our children's school. And you're the one. It's a government by the people and for the people. When you say no as the people, then they will say
no. That's right.
So it's so important. I want to be able to pray with you right now and pray even for these schools in Sacramento that this wouldn't happen. Father God, we just love you. We thank you, Lord, for your prophetic voice. We thank you, Lord God, that, you know, despite everything that's going on, you are in complete 100% control. I thank you, Lord, you gave us a nation that we can speak up. It is a nation that we can say, we don't want that. That's not right. And the majority of us come together and it happens that way. I pray for boldness for all the school superintendents across this nation and people to get behind those leaders to be able to support them in these tough decisions that they have to be able to make. We pray protection over all of our children in our schools, but we also pray for revival and a great awakening in our school, Lord. A billion soul harvest to begin in the hearts of the young people in this nation, starting in Russia and pouring even into America like that prophetic word, Lord. We ask you, God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll